Well, today, Friday, I've come to think about the bits of corruption and things that we see about, sadly, and like, for example, the match fixing and things that we find in governments too. So, again, reflecting with you about light and darkness. My mum would give me dinner money for school each week from our carefully measured housekeeping. I'd worked out if I paid for four dinners instead of five and pocketed the difference, I could buy a flashy watch and be the centre of attention. I put up with a day of hunger each week and then bought the watch, and I had to hide it from my parents. It didn't have the effect that I desired, though. I started to pocket more of my dinner money, going hungry for more days, and brought a fancy shirt. Leading this secret life became very difficult. But even worse, not being able to get to any of the shops, I had to purchase the items second-hand from a rich kid who had everything. And now he had my dinner money too, and he wanted more. My walk to school became a trudge. Now, long ago, Nicodemus was a leader of the local authority. He went to see Jesus secretly when it was dark. Jesus says to him, "Light has come into the world, but people loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light to be seen, since their deeds are done through God." Now, my mum got a tip-off from the dinner lady and called me to account for my hunger and loss of dinners. I confessed all through my tears, and light entered my heart, banishing the darkness. And the rich kid too stopped extorting money from others.